It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. Today, we're going to have an awesome guest, Mr. Joe Wilson with Squirrels Unlimited. Now, I didn't say Ducks Unlimited, nor did I say Quail Unlimited. There is an organization called Squirrels Unlimited, and it's a fun organization, but Joe Wilson is going to be with us here in just a second and tell you all about it. Today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website there is biggame.org. And also, today's show is made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Cooler. That website is bruteoutdoors.com, and the phone number is 855-BRUTE-55. And now, let's see if we have Joe Wilson with us. Joe, are you standing by, buddy?
Yes, sir, Luke. How are you?
Could not be better, and I really appreciate you taking some time to tell us about Squirrels Unlimited. Now, Northeast Texas, East Texas in general, there's a special season in East Texas, the East Texas states, in May for squirrel hunting. But a lot of us, you might say, cut our hunting teeth hunting squirrels up here in Northeast Texas. And I'm just happy to make acquaintance with you and Squirrels Unlimited. I think it's an awesome organization, and you can kind of tell us a little bit about it, Joe, how it got started and what the goals of Squirrels Unlimited is.
Well, you know, Luke, Squirrels Unlimited was founded around a coffee table, and it was just a bunch of guys that they'd come in from a night at Squirrels or at the Ducks Unlimited banquet, and they were fixing on going out squirrel hunting, and they kind of knew that small game hunting was on the decline, and thought that it'd be a prime time to start an organization, and so by nightfall, the organization had been built with the concept of promoting small game hunting and getting our youth back involved with it, and just to promote the heritage of squirrel hunting and small game.
You bet. And you know, Joe, you touched on a subject there that we need to work on changing it. And I plan to do what I can do. Youngsters growing up, I would say since about 1980, from there on, young kids getting into hunting, usually they go from a BB gun to a deer rifle. You know, the white-tailed deer population, the boom, started in the 70s, and now white-tailed deer are very, very numerous. It's easy to find a place to hunt them, but it's costly. But a lot of these young hunters never knew what it was like to sit under a pin oak tree or sit down early in the still morning and actually stalk and hunt squirrels. So that's a missing link right there, and it's a lot of fun that people are missing out on, especially young people, right?
Yeah, and you know, I've actually done some research, and since the early 90s, all hunting and fishing has shown a decline. And I know that's hard for us to imagine because we're hunters and fishermen, and nothing's really changed for us. But the research shows that in about the early 90s is when the cell phone and the computer really started firing up. Mm-hmm. And from that point on with the electronics, kids have found other means and methods of spending their time. And so I spent a lot of time trying to promote this to our youth. And just like you said, Luke, squirrel hunting is something that you can do on a limited budget. And hey, we have flint guys, we have archers, we have people use air rifles, of course your 22s and shotguns, but anybody can get out and do this thing.
Exactly. And you know, Joe, for to find a place to go squirrel hunting, it's not like landowners are much more receptive to somebody coming up and with the right demeanor coming up and being polite and asking. Say, you know, I've got my 12-year-old or 10-year-old that I'd like to take out squirrel hunting, you know, and approach the landowner right, they're much more apt to say, yeah, come on and go hunting on my land than if you were to come up and say, you know what, me and three or four buddies want to hunt deer this year on your place. They might let you hunt, but it's a cash crop, the deer hunting is, you know?
Sure, and you know, this spring hunt that y'all have in Texas and here in Arkansas, we pretty much get to hunt squirrels all but 2 months out of the year. that gives you extra opportunity to go out and fine tune your skills. And hey, we all know that these squirrels make good table fare as well. So that's something that's important to think that as a hunter, we not only are going out and teaching our youth how to harvest, but we're also teaching our youth that we use every bit of the game that we kill.
You bet. Joe, something that I found very interesting is Andrew Zimmer with I think it's the Travel Channel that he has, the Bizarre Foods.
Yes,
Andrew came up and with the crew and actually cooked. I guess it was at the squirrel cook-off that you have, but he was actually up there and enjoyed some squirrel. And you said Andrew's a pretty good hunter himself.
Yeah, and you know, I've been watching that show for a few years and never realized that this guy was such an outdoorsman. We took him and went on several hunts, but he participated in our world champion squirrel cook-off we have.
Wow, and folks, we're visiting with Joe Wilson, who's the president of Squirrels Unlimited. You want to make sure we're going to give some contacts here, but you can become a member of Squirrels Unlimited for no money, or you can actually become a paid member of Squirrels Unlimited, right, Joe?
Oh, sure, and hey, you've seen those T-shirts, Luke.
I have one.
Now, if a man wears one of them T-shirts out in public, he's probably going to bring some attention. And that's why we want everybody to be wearing one, because we want to bring attention to this. And you know, the more children we could bring into hunting sports and teach them hunter safety, hunter's education, the better off we are as a hunting industry. We can use this small game hunting as a stepping stone into big game or into duck hunting. But it's something that we, our generations, learned, and now it's on the decline. We just need to step up as hunters and bring our children back into this so they can fine-tune their shooting abilities.
That's true, Joe. Now, the back to Zimmer, I got us a little sidetracked there, but on the Travel Channel, the show that he filmed up there is in early April. It's on the Travel Channel in early April. That'll be fun to watch, and I bet it was also fun to film, wasn't it, Joe?
Oh, we had a blast filming the show. And you know, when people watch this, they're going to see the unique culinary experience that squirrel can bring you. I mean, we've done everything from squirrel pizza, squirrel tamales, and, you know, Luke, the world champion actually was the Estes brothers, and they made squirrel sliders, little squirrel hamburgers. And that just kind of opens people's eyes to what squirrel meat can do. You can use it for your stews and gumbos and your gravies and everything else, and it just makes great table fare. Hey, Luke, I'd like to invite all your listeners, if they would like to come September 7th in Bentonville, Arkansas, is the 2013 World Champion Squirrel Cook-Off, and we're looking for more cooks, and we're actually looking for some more judges.
Yeah, you know what? The only problem, I will be up in Colorado. I'll be up there hunting elk and bear at that time. If it wasn't for that, by golly, I'd be there. I would love to be there. But the timing is just the whole month of September. We're up in the Rockies. We do that every year. But I bet you there's a lot of our listeners that I know there's a lot of cooks and a lot of squirrel eaters down in this part of the country. I grew up in Red River County, which is northeast Texas, Joe. And squirrel, back then, squirrel were a delicacy. And you know, we had a lot of squirrel, but they're nowhere near the numbers of squirrel that are out there now. I mean, this is a game animal that is very much underutilized, but a deal we had, my mother would brown the squirrel in a cast iron skillet and drain most of the grease, leave a little of the little residue of the flour of the breading in there, and then she'd make a cream gravy and put some onions, saute some onions on the squirrel, put a lid on that thing and put it in the oven for, I don't know, about 45 minutes or an hour. Oh, man, I can still remember how good that was. Serve it with some rice. Squirrel is excellent eating, isn't it?
Oh, you're going to have to, excuse me, I'm going to have to set down this donut after listening.
Yeah.
After listening to that deal there, and I may start slobbering after listening to that recipe. That's right up our alley. And It is excellent table fare. A lot of people, if you talk to our older generations, they'll tell you for the longest time, squirrel was the only protein on their table at supper, because that was one of the few game meats or the few meats that was accessible. And yeah, now it's just become the missing link. And hey, it wouldn't hurt my feelings to have 200 people cooking at the cook-off.
Well, it's going to be a big deal. What we have to do is get the mindset away what so many young people think. They think of there's several species of rats, Norway rats, etc. Rats. A squirrel is not a rat. You know, it eats buds and vegetation, lives in the trees. You know, I mean, thus the reason for the meat being so flavorful, you know. But you know what? I think among the younger generation now, people relate it to a rat.
And that's why we got to come up with a catchy slogan like tree bacon.
Tree bacon. Look, that's awesome, Joe, right there. But once, I can almost guarantee you that I can cook this almost as good as my mother could. I'm an old outdoor camp cook from way back. I can almost guarantee anybody listening that if they were to sit down to a big platter of what my mother calls smothered squirrel, and I use mushroom gravy in a can instead of making the cream gravy, either is good, but you get those squirrels browned really nice and crisp, they're going to be tough, especially if it's an older squirrel. You don't want to eat it right then. You want to get it really tender. So that's where that liquid and the slow cooking comes in. But I bet you that most anyone could sit down to a platter. If you like fried chicken, smothered chicken, you'd love it. The only thing is, squirrel is a little bit more flavorful than chicken, in my opinion, Joe.
Oh, yeah, and I can promise you, too, that there's listeners out there right now that's mouths just watering because they can remember whenever their grandma or their aunt or the old camp cook at camp mm-hmm. fired up a batch of squirrel and made them feel right. So it's out there, Luke. People can look at last year's event at squirrelcookoff.com.
Squirrel, okay. Jot it down, folks, squirrelcookoff.com. And then say you want to, now this website for Squirrels Unlimited is awesome because there's recipes, there's a forum once you become a member, and it's free. We want to get some new members up here in Northeast Texas for Squirrels Unlimited. That website, Joe, is what?
So you can go to www.squirrelsunlimited.com. Hey, when you get on there, we have some of the friendliest people. And you know, we talk about everything from firearms to recipes to hunting hotspots. And you know, Luke, we really want to focus on getting our youth back into this deal. But hey, I've got a lot of retired deer hunters. I've just got a lot of great people on our site. And the more Texas members we get and folks from other parts of the country, the better off we're going to be. We're going to be more diversified and be able to tell better stories.
Well, I am certainly happy to become a member of Squirrels Unlimited. I hope a lot of our listeners do the same, Joe, and we will get you back. Definitely we'll be back talking about Squirrels Unlimited and the cook-off in weeks ahead. How about that?
Hey, that sounds good, and I'm going to have to come down there to your part of the country and cook up a batch of squirrel here soon.
We just finished a hunting cabin. It's ready for you, buddy. I want you to stand by on the phone there, Joe. We'll visit after we wrap the show up. But, folks, we are out of time. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. BigGame.org is that website. Also made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Coolers. That website is BruteOutdoors.com, and the toll-free number is 855-BRUTE. 55. Remember, right here at KETR.org, you can listen to the archive of this show for many weeks and months ahead. So if you've missed some of the past shows, just go right online to KETR.org, and you can certainly check them out. Have a good week in the outdoors, and join me right back here next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 889 KETR.